Although on the 30th of December, you just got today and tomorrow for this year. Amazing. All right, so we got a full card today, a full card, including the biggest day yet for college basketball. It just works out that way. It's been a sneaky good sport, sneaking out a good amount of profits this month. Just kind of, as I said, sneaking in there because NHL has been carrying the mantle and NFL has been profitable. And NBA has been profitable, actually. It's college football that's been the dog. So let's get into college football because those are the actions earlier today. So this one is a moot point, but North Carolina, South Carolina. I saw that at 15 to nothing, halfway through the first period, South Carolina leading. My lean was on the over 57.5. I was not going to play that. I was thinking strong about taking South Carolina plus the points. We can say that now, right after I said I saw it 15 to nothing at halfway through the first. It just looked like South Carolina was playing better competition. However, they were losing about 30 points to COVID, so I didn't want to play anybody on that. I did, however, take a live bet on North Carolina plus 8.5. I don't know how that's going to turn out. I haven't had a chance to look at the scores at all. I've been rush to get make sure all my picks get in. But anyway, we'll see how that works out. I don't know. It depends on how early you get this. Maybe you get this around halftime, and maybe that information has some merit to you. All right, so Tennessee, Purdue. I lean on Purdue plus the points. There are just too many people missing. Their best defensive player, their best offensive player, and then two more receivers, I believe, are out. I would take Purdue plus the points, but I'm not playing that at all. The play is that I am making Michigan State and Purdue. I'm taking Michigan State minus 3 in the game under 55.5. Now, Michigan State, the opt-out bowls continue. So Michigan State losing their running back, who is arguably the best running back in the country this year, amateur-wise. And however, Pittsburgh loses their quarterback, who was in the Heisman race. I'm going to give the quarterback more points to the team than the running back for Michigan State. And I do like Michigan State's competition level much better than Pittsburgh. And Michigan State actually had two great upsets this year. They're not playing the best lately, but I think they had enough time to put it together. Michigan State minus 3, under 55.5. The numbers come down quite a bit on that total. But that's, you know, of course, because of the offensive guy on each side. And I think that's about the right number. I like the under prior, and I like the under now. Wisco and Arizona State. Wisconsin should blow. This was the easiest pick of the day for me. Wisconsin minus 7. It's in Vegas. Obviously, Arizona's closer for fans, but Wisconsin is going to have, there's going to be more red of Wisconsin in that stadium than there is of Arizona State by far. The restaurants, bars, and casinos are going to be full of Badger fans. It doesn't mean that's just because you have a lot of Tri-League fans doesn't mean you win this game. Wisconsin, you can't. Arizona State's not going to be able to run the ball on the Badgers. It's not going to happen, and they need that to set up their passing game. So it's an easy Wisconsin win here. These are one-unit plays, by the way. I thought about half unit on Pittsburgh and Michigan State on both those bets. I'm just going to go with the full. It was 3-0 in college yesterday. As luck would have it, I had them all at half-unit plays. I just had to put more emphasis on the COVID bowl situation with the opt-outs. And, you know, these aren't fun games for the fans. At least they shouldn't be with all the, you know, top players opting out. But you know what? They're going to be gone anyway sooner or later. It's you're betting on your team. You're rooting, I should say, for your team as a fan. And that's what continues to happen here. So that's the plays on those, Wisconsin and Michigan State, and the Michigan State game under. All right, so then we move on to NBA. Two plays, Brooklyn and Philadelphia. I like Brooklyn minus 5.5. I like that quite a bit. And then we have Washington and Cleveland. I'm going to go over 210.5 on that. Cleveland just lost their point guard, Rubio, having a great year. That doesn't mean we're going to lose all the points today, though. Cleveland's still a good team, and it's going to affect them soon, but usually you bounce back that very first game after the injury. And I think they put some points on the board. I'm not going to take a side. I'm going to take the over 210.5. All right, so then we move on to NHL, which is, as the break ended, went 0-2 yesterday. It's been a great sport. So we're going to bounce right back here. Nashville and Columbus over 5.5. Like that a lot. Montreal and Carolina over 6. Like that a lot. Not because of Montreal scoring, but because of Carolina. I like Carolina minus 1.5. Got to pay some juice at minus 142. But it is a solid, solid return on equity there. Return on investment there, I should say. Going to do a same game parlay. Going to pay some even heavier juice here, which is probably the heaviest I've paid on a same game parlay. Carolina is simply to win. And over 4.5 for the game. I have almost no doubt that one comes in. Knock on wood, I guess, right? Pay minus 160 for the rights to have that. But this way, Carolina can win in overtime if somehow Montreal does something. And we go over 4.5, meaning a 2-2 going into overtime gets you 5. So I like it. All right, then we move on to the Islanders in Buffalo. I'm going to take over 5.5, first of all. I like that. I'm going to do two plays on the Islanders side. I'm going to do Islanders on the 60-minute regulation line at minus 125. So just win it before overtime. And then I'm going to also take, this is a plus money one, I'm going to take the Islanders in the first period to win the first period. They have to win. A tie is a loss. Winning the first period by any amount at plus 140, that's a great bet at the plus 140 rate for a much superior team. Then I'm going to go a same game parlay again. The Islanders simply to win, so it can go to overtime this time, and over 3.5, because the Islanders are a defensive-oriented team and Buffalo doesn't have much offense. So over 3.5, and Islanders to win at minus 130 on that one. I don't like the other three games. You could potentially take Vancouver to continue their winning streak. You don't get off the train, right? They are playing on the road. And I'm not a huge Kings backer in this situation. So look at that strongly. I just didn't see enough value to play it. And then the other one that I liked was Philadelphia and San Jose, but there's too much conflicting issues there. Philadelphia is playing better now with the coaching change. San Jose, I think, is a better team than many people think they are, but they're a huge favorite. My lean would have been Philadelphia because you're getting a lot of plus money. I don't have any interest in Calgary and Seattle at this point in time. My lean would be Calgary, but I have no interest in playing it. So that's the plays. You've got Carolina puck line, New York Islanders 60-minute line plus a first period line. And then you've got the over in Columbus, Nashville, the over in Carolina, Montreal, the over in the Islanders, Buffalo. Same game parlay. Carolina, Montreal, same game parlay, Islanders, Sabres. And then we move to the biggest card of the day, which is the basketball line. Louisiana visiting Appalachian State. Appalachian State minus 3 is a solid pick for me. I have no fear on that one. Florida International and Old Dominion, it's a pick'em. I'm taking Florida International in that pick'em at home. I think they're about a 5-point favorite. Should be a 5-point favorite, so I'm taking that and running. South Alabama and Texas Arlington. I like South Alabama on the road minus 2. I think they're 5 to 10 points better. East Washington on the road at Portland State. I'll take East Washington plus to 2.5 points. It was 3 recently. I didn't getting snagged in time, so plus 2.5 on that. But I think they went outright. So loving that. Oakland at home against Robert Morris. I'm going to take Oakland minus 11. I think they're approximately 15 to 20 points better. I'll take that. I don't love giving up that many points. It's been a little sketchy at times this season giving up that many points. And I've done some halftime, full-time games, bets on this. This is not one of those. It's going to take the full game. Just in case it's Oakland by 2 at halftime and they win by 20 or something. That's a gut instinct on that. Louisiana Tech and Marshall. Louisiana Tech at home. I'm going to take a minus 6.5. I like them by 10 to 15. Montana State and Weber State, I'm going to take Montana State at home minus 2. I like them by 5 to 10 points. Wright State and Milwaukee, this is the one that snuck on the card. I like Wright State minus 9. Another one of those games when I thought about the halftime, I'm just going to take the full game. And I do like Wright State in this one to win pretty handily. Again, it's my closest one. I like it at 12 to 20 points. When you get down to 12 on a 9-point spread, I'm not in favor of that. But I do like the upside potential for a 20-point win. Lastly, South Dakota State, North Dakota State is the only total I have. I like it under 152. The highest side in this I have is 151, which I would not play, but the low side is 15 points under that line. So it is a play for me. So Appalachian State, Florida International, South Alabama, East Washington, Oakland, Louisiana Tech, Montana State, Wright State, and then finally the under on the Dakotas, South and North Dakota States, under 152. Good luck, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow for the final show of 2021. Good luck.